America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So, what's your pleasure? Illegal immigration or North Korea? Gadzooks coming up with a nuke. How safe are we from Kim Jong-un? Apparently, we're not really quite sure how to solve the dilemma, except for to send a few ships closer to the Korean Peninsula as a warning that we are ready to strike if we have to. But it looks as though Kim Jong-un has ordered missiles. He's prepped, he's ready, he's dissed the armistice, and he's announcing plans to bring a nuclear reactor back online. So what do you do when the bully with a nuclear warhead and some missiles, or so we think he has lots of capabilities, kick sand in your face again and again and again? That's how it's been the last month and a half. Well, you show them your big ones. In other words, you bring out the fighter jets, the warships, as I mentioned, and you try to get them to back down, but the threats have not stopped. Do you try to ignore him? Some say, yes, ignore. Ignore what's going on. He's baiting. He's probing. He's prodding. He's trying to make something happen. He's trying to do that. But how do you step away from what looks to be, possibly, a mistake that could happen? Meaning, what if the unthinkable happens and there's a slip-up? A slip-up of the sort that could make us all pay the price. I don't know, how far do the missiles reach? A lot of people are talking about that. Oh, well, it can't possibly reach the United States. Well, maybe Alaska. Are we worried about the missiles hitting Alaska? And the answer is, of course, it's part of the United States. So, you got a B-2 bomber, an F-22 Raptor, overnight flights. And is this a message to South Korea? Because North Korea is saying that, you know, they're ready to take action against what Kim Jong-un calls a sagging pumpkin in the United States. He's described us as a nation of pumpkins in lots of different varieties. Let's put it up that way. So should we not try to come up with a way to force that wedge between China and North Korea? Because China being tight with North Korea, after all, think of all the shipping back and forth. That can't be good for us. It can't be good for us when the Chinese aren't backing us in this one, and certainly not backing South Korea. I mean, there is some catastrophic elements to this that I hope don't happen this time around, but who knows when provoked. Certainly North Korea's army getting on a collision course with the United States is not good, because who wins that war? If you think of the troops, and I think without a doubt they don't have the manpower. But it's still very scary to think just what could happen here, because this is not going away. This is a tough riddle to come up with an answer to. It really is. Back down a little bit, ignore, try to give space between Kim Jong-un and the United States and South Korea. And the answer is we've been in South Korea guarding, waiting there on the parallel line of peace, and sort of, and we're not stepping away anytime soon. So we are definitely invested in this. We're invested in what's happening. Absolutely. If you thought people don't really rob banks anymore, that's false. You just don't hear about people robbing banks as much because the banks don't want to advertise that. But in fact, bank robberies, depending on the state, are up, up, up. You know what else is up? Copper heists. When people have houses and you drive around and you see the houses that are for sale, sometimes you'll hear about still more copper being taken out of houses. And I bring this up right out of the gate, segging from North Korea into copper, because I read a story about Utah and the fact that the biggest copper heist in that state happened. You know how much somebody stripped? 6 miles of wire from not a house, because a lot of times it's a housing development, houses up for sale, from a stretch of Salt Lake City Highway. How did they snatch up that wire? That's what I want to know. This question has been, I've been keep thinking about this, 6 miles of wire. How do you get 6 miles of wire? Are you disguised as a construction worker or part of a crew? Are you working in the middle of the night so you look official and you're yanking wire from Interstate 15? How are you pulling wire and getting it out of there? That much wire. It's crazy. It'd have to be risky. No question. This may be the riskiest heist of copper that I've ever heard of. And they ended up knocking out about a dozen light poles, along a mile of highway. And this is on the outer limits of Salt Lake City. It'll cost, all the wire will cost between $50,000 and $60,000 to replace. And what's interesting, if it's happening in Utah, it's happening other places. They say they spend almost $400,000 a year to replace replace stolen copper. That's crazy. Then, you know, the copper thing, they got to forget about that. The engineers are trying to figure out ways to bury light boxes along the road underground to make them harder to find. And I guess when the recession first kicked in a few years ago, it was really, really bad. I must have missed this and been living under a rock. I know about copper and stealing the wire and stuff, but I had no idea they were ripping it right out of the highways. How about that? And then sometimes the whole thing with the wire, police say there's a strong link between the rates of meth use and the theft of the wire. The U.S. Department of Energy did that study, thank you very much, a couple of years ago, and that's what they found out. The wire costs 3 times the value that the thieves get for it, but they don't care. They're taking it. They want it, and they want their money. And plus, you have to figure whoever they're selling it to certainly knows where it's coming from. Hey, where'd you get all that copper? Great, we really need it. Well, we ripped it out of the highway. Go and look. There's some light poles down. The poles are on the ground. That's where we got it. Wow. You never know, do you? Especially the meth link and the theft of the wire, the timing of that, and how much the thieves got away with because they could have more money to buy the meth. All right, coming up on the flip side, how do you like your hot dogs? Oh, yeah, 7 billion sold between Memorial Day and Labor Day. We're talking hot dogs, lightening the load at the top, right here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
That means hot dogs. I like sauerkraut hot dogs. How do you like your hot dogs? Let me know. 855-266-8. 855-266-5283. So here's the scoop. The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council says that baseball fans, they estimate it anyway, will consume more than 20 million of the hot dogs over the course of the season. Wow, can you believe it? The meat man, Eric Mittenthal, is in the wings. Eric, 20 million or more? Wow, that seems like so many.
It seems like a lot, but, you know, there's a lot of fans at Major League Baseball parks, and they love their hot dogs. Can't get enough of them.
They can't get enough of them. All right, so you're the hot dog man. I mean, you get it. You know everything there is to know, I understand, about hot dogs. Do you know how the hot dog was created? I mean, who came up with the first hot dog? Do we even know that?
Well, there are varying stories around it. The hot dog came from Germany back in the, as far back as the 1300s, some say. And then it made its way over to America through immigrants. And then there's a lot of different stories about how it actually came to be. But one of them is actually associated with baseball. They were selling red-hot dachshunds, they were calling them, and the Polo Grounds in Brooklyn. And a reporter heard it and couldn't know how to spell dachshund, so he called it a hot dog, and that's one of the ways that they say it got started.
Yeah, when you think of all the ways, and I said I like sauerkraut on mine, but there's all kinds of ways to make a hot dog, and it really varies, I think, from sometimes probably stadium to stadium. Where can you get a Dixie dog? Who calls it a Dixie dog?
A Dixie dog would be in Dixie, home of the Atlanta Braves. It's actually my favorite team. I'm from Atlanta. And that's a half-pound, foot-long, all-beef National Deli hot dog, which has flash-fried pulled pork barbecue, low-country mustard barbecue sauce, and creamy southern slaw. So it's quite a dog. Mm. It sounds delicious. I actually haven't gotten down there to try one yet.
Ooh, no kidding. And you can put, I'm sure you can throw other things on that, too. Cheese, jalapenos, whatever, right?
Yeah, exactly. Whatever you want.
All right, so when we talk about hot dogs, what is the relationship between hot dogs and baseball? Is that just, it's an easy food to eat? Is there any history about the hot dog and eating them at ballparks?
Yeah, well, you know, as I mentioned, the Polo Grounds was certainly a significant one. And it's just tradition, you know. It's one of those things that when you go to a ball game, you want a hot dog, and it's handheld, so you can eat it while you have a hand free to go for a foul ball, and you can top it with just about anything. It's so customizable that you can have it so many different ways that it gives you a lot of different options.
Yeah. What about, so we have the Dixie Dog. Where do you get a Crab Mac?
So the Crab Mac would be in Baltimore, very well known for its crabs. And so what they do is they actually put mac and cheese on the dog, with a lump of crab meat, and for true Chesapeake authenticity, they, of course, season it with Old Bay.
Mmm, that sounds good. Ooh. And then the cheese dog. It sounds really good. I'm from Philadelphia, so I've been up there, and I know what you're talking about now that I think about it, but I don't think I saw one of those. The cheese dog. Who can lay claim to the cheese dog? I've been a lot of places.
Oh, yeah, I think you can get cheese just about anywhere, but these days you can top it with a lot of different things. In Canada, in Toronto, they use Canadian cheddar cheese with Canadian back bacon and maple baked beans. Sounds like a good combo.
Yeah, it does sound like a good combo. So now I'm hungry for hot dogs. The ballpark, I mentioned that the estimate is 20 million or more over the course of the whole season. So the ballpark that serves up the most hot dogs, which one is it? Is it New York? Is it the Yankees?
It's not the Yankees. The Yankees are up there. They are estimated to do 1 million. But the number one is actually out in L.A. They're estimated at 2.475 million hot dogs. And I would imagine with the amount of money that the Dodgers are spending on their players this year that they've got to get people in the stands and buying those Dodger dogs. So that's why they're estimated to sell so many.
Yeah, that's interesting. Dodger dogs. I wouldn't have thought that. I just, you know, because in L.A. everybody's so worried about how their weight and how they look, even the guys, that I just would have assumed naturally that wouldn't have been the place. Wow, that's significantly more than New York.
Yeah, they have a lot more than New York, but it's the biggest stadium in the majors, and the Dodger dog is one of those historical hot dogs that everybody loves, and so when they go to a Dodgers game, they want to get their hands on the Dodger dog.
Yeah. The in the whole hot dog etiquette eating thing, is there any etiquette to eating it? You know, it spills all over when you're watching a game.
There is lots of etiquette.
What's the etiquette?
At a baseball game, first of all, at a baseball game, you have to eat it with your hands.
Right.
If you're getting utensils to eat a hot dog, even if it's a hot dog with all these toppings on it, you still got to eat it with your hands.
Right.
Now, needless to say, if you're eating it with your hands, you're probably going to be getting mustard or chili or whatever's on your hot dog on your hands. And there's no need to actually, you know, to wash your hands after eating a hot dog. You lick those condiments off your fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you do. Absolutely. Do you think it's probably, I mean, who knows what the statistic is on this? But I bet there's Eric, I bet there's very few people that eat a hot dog just plain, where they don't put onions or relish or something on it. Don't you think? My nephew's one of them. He doesn't like any condiments. He's so odd. But that's it. There's no one else I know that does that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty rare. And with the variety of condiments that we're seeing from different teams, I think it's pretty clear that people like to try different things on their hot dogs. There's just so many different choices. You know, these parks are studying what their customers are eating, and so no doubt they're trying to look for more unique offerings every year.
What group of fans prefers sausage over wieners? Is it Milwaukee?
That would be Milwaukee, yeah. And so, of course, in Wisconsin, they love their sausage. And they have the sausage race at every home game. So fans go there to watch the sausages race on the field, and they're eating the sausages in the stands.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I wonder even, too, the breakdown of gender. I don't think there is any. I think men and women that go to the ball games, unless they're vegetarians, I think they eat hot dogs. I think that's the common. I was just thinking this out loud, that do men prefer it more than women? Are they going to get, you know, nachos or hamburgers or brisket or something else? But I bet you it's probably even. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's pretty even. It's the uniter. You know, the hot dog will unite a variety of tastes, and so men and women can enjoy it together.
How do you like your hot dog?
Well, I'm a Georgia guy, so I like mine with I like a varsity dog down in Atlanta. The chili dog with onions and mustard, your perfect hot dog for me.
Ooh, onions and mustard. How did you get to be, because you're the meat guy, how did you get to be such a hot dog fanatic and factual trivia guy over hot dogs?
Well, I am a meat guy, meat eater, carnivore through and through. And so it was a perfect match for me to be working at the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. And so, you know, we from day one, you're indoctrinated into the hot dog and sausage culture. So while I certainly didn't know everything when I started, you learn pretty quickly.
What happens if you want a hamburger? If you get caught eating a hamburger, do you get in trouble?
Oh, hamburgers are fine. Hamburgers are fine. We also work for the American Meat Institute, so any meat is good meat to us.
Any meat is good meat. I like that. Signing up with the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, I imagine you've had some interesting assignments. What's the most interesting assignment you've had so far?
Well, we do an annual hot dog lunch on Capitol Hill for the lawmakers every July, and we did one last year when it was probably 105 degrees in D.C. that day, and so that was a challenge in itself. I actually managed to eat hot dogs from every vendor that was there, which was 9 vendors.
Oh.
I ate 9 hot dogs over the course of a couple hours.
Oh.
I got back to my desk afterwards, and my chair broke.
Too many hot dogs. So you must be supportive. The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council has to be supportive of the Coney Island thing, where it's the hot dog, you know, the eating contest. That's a big thing for hot dogs, right?
No,
hot dogs on the map.
We're huge fans, and July 4th is our time of year. You know, we estimate that people will eat 7 billion hot dogs between Memorial Day and Labor Day over the summer, with July 4th being the number one day. So we always look forward to the contest and see how many hot dogs that those guys can chow down on.
Say that number again. How many hot dogs?
7 billion hot dogs.
Oh.
Between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So over the traditional summer period.
Wow, Memorial Day and Labor Day. That's crazy. Eric Mittenthal, keep eating those hot dogs. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family?
Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Tonight, a lot of you talking about that Arkansas spill in notes that you sent to me through snail mail. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one from Johnny, who says, oh boy, it looks like Greenpeace and all the environmental wackos get their wish. The Arkansas pipe spill coating the streets and lawns with crude oil is just what they need to sink the Keystone Pipeline. Look for the pipeline not to be coming through the U.S. anytime soon. Yeah, I have to say that, yes, this is ammunition, and boy, if you saw any of the pictures of it, this is radio. So imagine you look in your backyard and you see pipes and crude oil in a ditch right there, a few feet from your window, and it's just pumping across the lawn. Yeah, that wouldn't be good. And it wasn't good. So, the Obama administration is supposed to issue some kind of a decision on expanding the pipeline in the next couple of months. And things were looking like, and I really felt as though this president would switch gears on that. Because he didn't shoot down the pipeline, he just delayed it until after the election, even though Stephen Chu had signed off on it, the energy secretary, saying, oh, there was all these tests that were run and everything else. They felt like it was all sewed up, and then suddenly it wasn't all sewed up. And it's a major, major flashpoint. I love that word. It's a flashpoint in Washington. And it is a big, big problem for the president because his liberal Democratic base freaks out. They don't want it. The pipeline's crap. It's crude. It's crud. It's nasty. Who cares about the jobs? It's not about that. It's about oil being pumped in a pipeline through the middle of the country. Then you have Democrats who are pro-business, pro-job, and Republicans who would like to see the pipeline go all the way through and not end up in the hands of the Chinese because they'll get the dollars for it. It's an 800-mile expansion. And would it have any effects on the environment? Not if you look at the proposed route. Certainly nothing like this bizarre Exxon pipe burst. But the supporters are out in mass. I mean, they're in mass. Over the weekend, Congressman Lee Terry from Nebraska, which was one of the sticky points originally, said the pipeline is primed to give our economy a shot in the arm and make more energy affordable. It won't cost the taxpayers a dime. We like that. It doesn't cost us a dime. But now you have this spill outside of Little Rock, and that demonstrates what the environmental threat could be. Anyone who's opposed to the Keystone pipeline will absolutely say, really? You want chemicals and tar and crude? You want that possibility happening somewhere even close to you? As for that spill, by the way, the company had to send out 15 vacuum trucks, 33 storage tanks, and 330 workers. They got about 1,200 barrels of oil and water so far. They also had 14 oil ducks, 2 turtles, 1 muskrat found. 2 ducks were killed by the spill. The Sierra Club is up in arms. So are anybody. So are any groups that are concerned about the environment. And they're all down there talking about it. Talking about it. Even Congressman Ed Markey from Massachusetts, who's the top dog Democrat on the House Natural Resources Committee, says, look at Arkansas. This is the reminder of what oil companies have proven, what they can safely transport Canadian tar sand. So what do you think? Jobs? Money? What do you think works for this country? Should we kill the Keystone Pipeline because of this mess in Arkansas? Should we do that? Or do we continue ahead? The pipeline, the pull and the push over the pipeline is very real. And we've had this discussion many times and had tons of people on the show to talk about it. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can always do that as we continue here through the mailbag. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. This one from O. Henry in Illinois. And O. Henry says, Kate, boy, that Arkansas nightmare shows why the idiots who run these companies can't be trusted with any kind of a pipeline that would be anywhere near a development in any of the states that it would run through. I say it is too risky to try to have that oil coming through the belly of the United States. I don't think we can do it. The Keystone Pipeline is dead, in my opinion. And I bet the Prez says so once he starts to talk about it in the next couple of months or so. Love the show. Write you again. Well, this does make it easier for the president. If he wanted to slant the way of the environmentalist, boom, here he goes. He's got it. I mean, you know, it's funny because the people who would benefit are a lot of organized labor people, and they're pro-pipeline because they want the jobs. So normally, and this is maybe part of the problem he's having, because there are plenty of Democrats who want to see the pipeline, too. The environmentalists say they're also opposed to the oil because it produces up to 30% more greenhouse gases, and extracting it causes other problems too, so they don't. So they're saying, you know, forget it. All right, here's one from the Duck. The Duck says, I love your nicknames. You guys with your nicknames are killing me. The Duck says, wow, I saw the what happened in Arkansas. I was watching Fox, and they were showing pictures of it, all those people that had to go down and clean up the spill. The spill would seem unlikely with the Keystone Pipeline, but this puts a big, big spotlight on the problem if something were to burst. And I think it chases away people in Congress who would support it and the president. Plus, it does nothing for U.S. oil prices. It's just more profit to oil companies. And does it really help us in the long run? I guess I'm going to say no. Shovel-ready jobs for a short period, forget that. Who are the people that really get rich off of it? It's not me, Kate, and it's not you. And you know what? That's the bottom line. Well, yeah, the bottom line is who's getting rich off of the pipeline. It's hard to deny that the oil companies certainly will do well with that. But I don't necessarily agree that all the jobs are crappy throwaway jobs. I don't think that. I think that there are people that would snap up those jobs in a second, and they desperately need those jobs. There seems to be this disconnect that, woohoo, the world's getting better. Things in the United States, look at the stock market. Wow, everything has flipped around. Oh, it's a good chance it's going to flip around in a much different direction. I hate to rain on everyone's parade, but we got to take off the rose-colored glasses. All right, guns in school. That was a big story, and some of you absolutely threw in your two cents. Ellen, listening to us in Texas, says, did you see the story about the National Rifle Association talking about arming people in school, some kind of staffers to prevent another massacre like Newtown, Connecticut? Now more people apparently are thinking this is the right thing to do, Kate. I say bravo. I think you're on board with this too. I heard you talking about it one night. What if there are some teachers who are proficient? Why shouldn't they be armed? What do you think now? Well, you know, anything you can do to keep the kids, I think, safe is the best option to me. So if you had an officer, somebody to do security, that would be the best possible. Now, if it were me and I had a first grader, second grader, third grader, I would be in the back of my head, because you can't put all this on yourself that, oh, yes, a madman's coming into my school. However, we saw it happen, and we've seen it happen to too many innocent people. So for my money, I would want a security person, even more than staff. I'd want a really good security person who was on the job, on the ball, and was guarding the school from the inside. That's what I would want. The Florida House Education Subcommittee approved a bill at the end of March that would arm employees by allowing principals or district superintendents to select people to be exempted from the idea of carrying firearms in school property, because, of course, you can't do that now. Tennessee school districts are going to hire additional security guards and whatnot, or arm a staff member under new legislation. You would have to have an 8-hour handgun safety course before you would be the person that would be roaming those hallways. And, I would lean the direction of, can I get a guard? If I could get the guard, that's the first place I would go. If we couldn't get the guard, then I would think of the teacher idea, I think. But I'd be really concerned about that. Make sure it's somebody who knows what to do, isn't afraid to do it. If you have that person in the school and they're willing to take it on, then that's good. That's a different story than somebody who's just kind of throwing in on it. Be interesting how many schools actually pick up armed guards. Hang with us. We're booting it to the other side.
Being Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Come around the final couple turns here for this hour of America Tonight. You know, you don't have to be shy. You can belly up Keystone Pipeline, yay or nay. A couple of people throwing in on the emails, and some of you also sending me texts about whether or not a pipe that burst, which was a horrific thing, and 300-some workers are cleaning it up. There's oiled birds. There's all kinds of problems. Whether or not this pipeline in Arkansas should affect the decision on the Keystone Pipeline bringing the oil from Canada through the United States, which would make money for the oil companies, yes, it's true, but would also provide jobs and make money for other people and other municipalities along the route. So should the pipeline be booted? Hey, oh well, it's booted. We've seen it. It's done. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I say no, even based on the environmental studies that I've seen that are out there. I just don't think we boot it. I believe that economically there are people that will be helped by this. I don't think I'm being duped. I think they'll be helped by this. If not, okay, so we miss. China takes it on the back end and it comes through on the other side of Canada. That's what happens. But there definitely is more ammunition for anyone who abhors the idea of this pipeline, you know, 800 plus miles going through the United States, even if it is not anywhere close to any of these housing developments. It's in a route where you're not, you don't have that. Because that's the other thing. You don't have that. So, boom. All right. So, a shocking story worth bringing up as to the justice system. Imagine this for a second. The worst of all fears happens to you. Someone in your family is murdered. Murdered by a parolee who had a 5-day jump on the cops on a deadly crime spree when the Colorado law enforcement people failed to realize his ankle monitor had been disabled. So, and then to boot, he was freed 4 years early. 4 years earlier because of a mistake in paperwork. So this is the first problem here. Two bad strikes in this story. One, whoops, we didn't notice. Gosh, we didn't notice that the ankle bracelet was messed up, even though we would have somehow been alerted to that. So here's the scoop. Evan Ebel was let out of prison in January 4 years early. He went on to kill Tom Clements, who led the state's prison system in Colorado. There's a strong connection between that killing and the murder of Nathan Leon, a pizza delivery guy. What did he do to anyone? Who was found dead in Golden, Colorado. The court says, geez, we regret the oversight and we extend condolences to the families of Mr. Nathan Leon and Mr. Tom Clements. Ebel went to prison in 2005. He was serving an 8-year sentence when he assaulted a prison guard. He entered into a written plea agreement which stated he would plead guilty to assault in the second degree and that the court would impose a consecutive sentence of up to 4 years plus a mandatory 3 years of parole. What happened was the sentence hearing was held in June 2008. And what happened is the judge announced a sentence of 4 years in the Department of Corrections, but did not state it was consecutive because it was already required by the terms of the plea agreement, they thought. So the judge didn't state that the sentence was consecutive. The court judicial assistant did not include that term in the minutes and all the stuff. In all the official paperwork, the sentence order that went to the Department of Corrections was incorrect. Was incorrect. Catastrophic for three families. Clements, Leon, and Ebel. It's what should have been routine was anything but routine. Clements was shot to death at his house outside of Colorado Springs on March 19th. Ebel was killed 2 days later in North Texas in a gun battle with the cops that left sheriff's deputy wounded. They're lucky somebody else wasn't killed in that one. So how did they miss that? How did they miss that? Apologizing for killing all those people. And then he assaulted a prison guard to boot. Oh, that is the blunder of the week, without a doubt. Tamper alert was showed. That's why you have an ankle monitor. And nobody paid attention. The monitor was disabled, but nobody paid attention. So he got out 4 years early. That's a huge problem. 4 years early. Oh, and I just cringe. You think a pizza guy trying to help his family's 4-year-old daughter. And this is what happens, and you trace it back to somebody not doing their job. And then they issue that apology. Oh, wow. Man. Now corruption cases, by the way, in this country, as Lady Justice, the scales of justice swing back and forth. Corruption cases are being eyed all over the place after these district attorney killings. They happened in Texas, 20 miles outside of Dallas. An assistant DA in January, and then the DA and his wife over the weekend. So rare. You hear threats. So rare that those threats are carried out partially because of the fear of what will happen when you get police officers and officers of the court and everybody up in arms over what's going on. They don't want to have that havoc rain on them, the bad guy, in other words. So you put down somebody in a uniform or this district attorney, these district attorneys, and they're coming after you full force, and that's what's happening. The FBI, Homeland Security, anyone and everybody trying to figure out what happened here and how this group got through the net they built, especially around the DA. This might be the big shocker of the week. We had the blunder of the week, but this might be the shocker. A Roman Catholic priest pleaded guilty to what? What do you think I'm going to say? I think I can read your minds, and I know what you think the next phrase I'm going to say is that's coming out of my mouth. Why did he plead guilty? He pled guilty to a federal drug charge. Oh, yeah. The Reverend Kevin Wallen from Waterbury, Connecticut, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute crystal meth. With the plea, he admitted that he received and distributed 1.7 kilograms of the drug. Wow. He was arrested after an investigation that concluded what had happened with wiretaps, confidential sources, and an undercover officer. Wow, wow, wow. Drug paraphernalia, drug packaging materials, all that kind of stuff is what they found. Mm. Priest pleading guilty to a meth charge.
You want to get high?
Yeah. I thought I was reading the National Enquirer, like when I was a little girl, and I'd go to the store with my grandmother. He'd stand there, and the magazine would have crazy headlines. I thought it was one of those crazy headlines. Not a crazy headline. Not a crazy headline. Wow. The Catholic Church, once again, with a publicity nightmare on their hands, although they're used to handling those, so they have the people in place, if you know what I mean.
Duh. Winning.
We did some Charlie Sheening, and we were fine. Yeah, we're just Sheening our heads off.
Yeah. I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
The weather outside is weather.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.